And so I'm thinking, yeah, Howard's going to get in there and kill it, right? Because you guys have seen Howard. Howard is really good at what he does, right? So I'm outside, and I got the call first from Debbie that says, hey, I can't make it, but cool enough is I actually delivered all of the little handouts that they're going to have, so over 200 of them, they're already there. I was like, oh, Debbie, I love you, Debbie. You just saved me so much work because it's all there. All right, cool. Now, I got there an hour early, which, by the way, write that down. If you have a breakfast, get there early. Because more than likely, something might happen that you might get a cancellation, you might get something going on. And if you're early enough, they can still get you in there. You can still meet with some people. So here we are, we're inside, and the second call comes in from Daniel saying, hey, I'm not going to be there, man. Wait, what? Dude, you told me you were going to be there. No, man, I'm not going to be there. I can't do that. He's in operations. This is marketing. That wasn't his thing. So we're like, okay, whatever, right? I got upset at him, but I forgave him since then. So then I'm waiting for Howard. Then I get the third call. Howard, Chief, I'm not going to make it, Chief. You got this, right? Whew, 200 realtors, man. All right, I got this. Let's do this. So do me a favor. Practice your presentations. Practice, 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 and then practice, and then practice some more. And then when you're done with that, practice, and then continue your practice forever, because you never know when you're going to be in front of 200 realtors like that. So I get that last call. Howard says it. I'm like, okay, cool. Let's. Then it starts hitting me again. That fear starts coming in. What does fear stand for? False evidence appearing real. There is nothing that's going to hurt me there, but I'm freaking out about going in there in front of those 200 realtors. So I decided, let's just do this, okay? Walk in, and then all of a sudden, people are so nice. Because I was going on the reputation of the last 30 years that Howard had built in our company. That was the moment that I understood the truth of the power of reputation. I had a big name, if you can imagine it, like right here. And it was like all of a sudden people were seeing me and the big name behind me, and they were just shaking hands and being so nice. And all of a sudden I realized that, oh man, this isn't that bad. So I made sure to wear a suit. All right, Aliki's going to get with you guys and teach you specifically what to wear when you're going out on referral calls, when you're doing out presentations. But please make sure that you are aware of how you look, how you smell. Just had to say it, right? But please be aware of those things. So I'm standing there. I'm waiting. There's a guy doing the presentation from the front. He's part of their group. He's part of their education team. And I'm just standing here kind of waiting, right? And I have put 5 notes. And those notes were the names of the people in that 200, you know, realtor group that had actually referred us in the past. Just 5 of 200. So I grabbed this, and the good thing was the owner, the husband and wife of this whole realtor group, they had referred us. So immediately, the guy calls me up, and he says, you know what? I've never had somebody dressed so well in this room. First off, we just want to say thank you for the breakfast. So they're thanking us, right? We provided breakfast for all these 200 people. And second, he was complimenting me on the way that I looked. Again, remember, now the connection that they had towards this